in this moment. So welcome, buonasera. I'm speaking both in Italian and in English because this is an interview that's going to be translated in Italian. So I will do both the thing at the same time. So I just said that who you are in Italian, that you are a speech therapist, you work with precision teaching and tag teach, and tonight you will share your experience with tag teach and maybe a little bit of precision teaching. You know what? I realized that I have at least 4 precision teaching father and just 1 mother, which is you. So I never know if I mentioned that with you, but I'm really, really proud of my genealogy into precision teaching. So Bethan, who you are and who you are, where you from, what's your area?
Well, again, grazie. Thank you very much. Molto grazie, Luca, for having
my
me.
Pleasure.
We're old friends and I'm honored to be your precision teaching mother. We go back a long way. So as you've described, I'm a speech therapist, also a behavior analyst, and I'm interested in how we use language to teach, and particularly how sometimes we use too much language to teach. And of course, as you and I know, that's the whole point of tag teach, that we think about language that we use and the messages that we convey when we use it.
Yes, that's absolutely right. I think that the point with the teachers all around the world, and no matter what they are teaching, is that we know so much about the things that we are teaching, and we give so many things as a granted. So they should know things that we don't know, or that is we know under our skin. What's your opinion about that?
Well, people like you and me who speak more than one language, I speak French and Welsh is my mother tongue, and I also have a working knowledge of several other languages like Spanish and Italian and Russian. I think we're in a good position to really understand that, because when you struggle with another language, so much of what's said to you is incomprehensible and you're always trying to fight to understand that. So we're in a good position metalinguistically to understand that. A lot of the world, unfortunately, particularly I'm speaking from Britain, a lot of people only speak one language. So they can't really understand what it's like for someone to not have mastered that language. They're not in a position to do that. So when we use language, like I'm doing now, we often use more language to explain our points. And because we're eloquent, competent people who've mastered language, that works well. But you and I work so often with children and adults who don't understand a lot of language. So using more language to explain what you mean is something that we emphatically mustn't do with them. And certainly when I'm teaching, I act in a very different way to the way I'm acting with you now and communicating.
Yes. I just explained what you said, make a summary. And I finished by saying that the thing that I do usually is that I reduce the language, and I try to find the sweet spot of my language that can help the student. Right. How do you find that spot?
Well, that's the ultimate question when you're teaching, isn't it? How do you let your learner know when they are right? And what we need is, particularly for learners who struggle, a clear and unambiguous signal that you are right. If we don't do that with so many of our learners, what they tend to do is offer all sorts of behavior. Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? So they give you a smorgasbord. And of course, for the teacher, that's frustrating. For the learner, it's frustrating. No one's sure what's wanted, but the teacher doesn't know themselves. So the point of using tag teach is that clear, unambiguous signal. But first of all, as a teacher, you need to be clear about what it is that you are teaching and how you are able to identify and reinforce that instantly when it happens. So it turns you into a better teacher, thinking those things through.
Yes. That's a second passage. Okay. So this brings us to my first questions. See how these things go. We start with a plan and then it's completely different. But from what you just said, I think it's very important to that you give your ideas, your insights about one critical question. And the question is why the children, the students, they start learning, they stop the learning and they stop understanding our instruction. I see that many, many times. I'm working with a student that he literally has shut down the world. Also, he is a very competent student, he's very intelligent, but all this information is just, okay, I can't take anymore.
So if you have a teacher who's not sure what they're actually teaching, and a student who isn't sure exactly what behavior it is they're offering, you're at the basic mismatch. So you do get a lot of kids, I find, who will either, as the one you describe, either shut down and they're not interested. You also get other children, I find particularly, who will use language as a weapon. They will start talking an awful lot to you or saying lots of things to stop you asking questions because they find that quite an aversive experience. And I think one of the videos, I'm not sure if we're going to see it tonight, one of those children was very like that, which is very echolalic. If she was asked something, she would start throwing out lots of language because that's a really clever thing to stop someone asking you to do something. And she knew that the person who was asking her to do things wasn't really sure what it was themselves. So you start thinking, who's smarter here? Is it the teacher or the student? And as you know, in behavior analysis, we have that mantra of the child knows best. And also that if the child isn't learning, the teacher isn't teaching.
Right, we forget the second part. Since you mentioned your student, do you want me to show the video or do you want to talk a little bit about how you are using TagTeach? The video that I have is the very, very first one, the session with the mom. And the last one, the session when she's wearing her earphone. So
why don't we watch some video first? Because it's always interesting to see a child really learning and think about what's happening well and what isn't. And huge thanks go to this mother and daughter for kindly agreeing for us to share this video.
So, Bethan, who is your student? Your learner here.
So this young lady is Lauren and her mum is Hoy, and I've been working with them for about 3 years. I started during lockdown. I think Hoy would agree with me when I said the person who's learnt the most through this is Hoy, not her daughter. Her daughter's very clever anyway. Kids that we work with are always clever and working things out for themselves, and they have good government behavior. It's her mother, Hoy, she's an accountant by training, who has learned to be a really good teacher of her daughter and extremely analytical. In the 3 years we've known each other, I think we've probably shared and commented on about 400 videos. So she is an excellent observer of her own behavior and a wonderful mother.
Okay, anything else or I can go with the video?
Let's have a watch of the video.
The video, the first one, okay. Which were the goal for the goals for this training, this work with her?
Okay, so without getting too technical, what we're doing is we're working on something called the Derbyshire Language Scheme, which uses the idea of information carrying words. So we don't need to understand everything. So what speech and language therapists do is analyze very closely where a child is breaking down. Analysis of Lauren's language showed that with comprehension and reception, she was working on a three information carrying, well, she was struggling with that, she's not anymore. So we were working on her being able to follow those instructions to pick the picture out of the field. And as you'll see with that, she's a bit tired in that video, but what's really interesting is her mother is only giving the instructions and there's no extra language. And when we started working with Lauren, she would spend a lot of time saying, I want to leave, I want to go. She would be very echolalic, repeating things she'd heard in adverts. So that's a really nice example, even though she's tired of, she knows what the task is, and Hoy, more importantly, is only giving the instructions and giving her immediate feedback on her response.
Perfect. What were used the word for the context words?
So information carrying words.
Which are like big or small, those words?
Yeah, so in an instruction, like show me the lady pushing the big lorry. So she'd have to be thinking, well, that would be for information carrying. Show me who, it's the lady, it's not the man.
Yes.
Pushing, not pulling. Big, not small, lorry, not car. So even though it sounds like quite a simple statement, it's actually quite complex because there are four pieces of information that you have to understand.
Okay. Do you want to add anything else, or do you want me to show the second video?
Just to add, this was a very detailed assessment process. So she's got about five or six different syntactic targets that she has, and of course data is taken on all of those and progress is measured. And what I would add is, when we started working on these in about July, she was really struggling. She's now mastered nearly everything. And I am going to see this young lady in 2 weeks in London to reassess her, because she'll now be working on a higher level. So she's done really, really well, as our data shows. I'm very pleased.
I presume that you are using precision teaching here, right? For measurement.
We are quite often using precision teaching within the context of time, because you and I know that that's a really effective and economical way to work. Yes.
That's impressive. How long for how much long she's been working on these cards?
Well, it's not just the cards. There are various other things. She's using objects as well. She's learning how to have agency over things. So it might be something like make the horse jump over the whatever. It doesn't really matter what the objects are. The point is that she's responding to instruction, but equally she's working on it in an expressive way. So I've got lots of examples we probably don't have time to talk about tonight, but using it expressively. She's been doing about 10 minutes three or four times a week, so it's not a she's made really good progress with a very economical.
Yes,
it's economical for two reasons. We're clear with what we do. We use Tag Teach to give instant feedback, and we take data, and we use precision teaching with time bound.
Yeah, that's amazing. Do you want to say some? So the video, I'll show you the preview. So this is the video. Do you want to say something about this video before I play it?
No, let's just watch and talk afterwards.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Cake. The man is eating bigger cake.
So let me grab it, because it's important, the agency thing. So what was the last session? What we saw in the second video?
There's so many interesting things in that video. So what you can see there is that the Hoy's finger literally moving away the card, it acts as a visual tag, if you like. It just gives that clear, unambiguous, you've got it right. She doesn't need to say anything. Lauren knows herself. And actually, we've got other video where she's taken over from her mother. She's so confident in what she does that she moves it away. And she's not doing it to escape or avoid. She's doing it because she knows.
Okay.
You'll see that actually around Hoy's wrist, she had the tag.
Yes.
So she had gone from using the tag to using that. And of course, even though the cards are disappearing, so you get that nice sense of, as you succeed, the task becomes less. That's really important. But the task still stays difficult, because she has to verbally express what is on each picture. And you see how confident she is. You know, that's a dream picture. You've got a mother who knows exactly what she's doing. You've got a daughter who knows exactly what she's doing. And there's hardly any language. And who's doing all the work? Lauren, not her mum.
Yes, thank you. Which is great. I love what you said, what you mentioned about the tagger being moved from the object, the tagger, and to the environment, which is just great, right? You know what? Sometimes, especially with I found working with animal trainers, they found hard to move from the clicker, and so they are struggling in finding different tagger, different markers, and this one could be a beautiful example of what you can do in the environment to find something else to work as a tagger. Let me tell.
Well, exactly. The point is that the tag can be anything, as long as it's clear and unambiguous. And it's, you know, when I talk to people about using a tag, I give them examples in their own lives of how great it is to get instant feedback on if you're right or wrong. So, you know, quite often you can do a quiz on a computer or something. And you'll choose, say, a multiple choice, you'll choose it, and as soon as you've chosen it, it goes green or you get a tick. Yeah, that's a really great feeling. So particularly if people are unsure about using tags, I remind them in a diplomatic way how great it is, what a favor we're doing to our learner that they don't have to offer, is it this, is it this, is it this? It's this, this is what we want, and I will tell you straight away and we will move on.
Yes. Which this brings me I'm excited. To the last question that I want to do, then we can go back to the research. You were saying that. So from what I learned from you tonight is that you have one really really important thing. About using tag teach, about what you do in your work with tag teach, which is the fact that the feedback is right on the spot. That's the first thing. And the second thing, which is a consequence of the first one, is that with this setting, the learner is always on the spot as well. He or she knows what's going on. Is there any other protocol, any other things that can be combined that, or that you are using in your work in speech therapists with these two things from tag teach?
Enables us to do tag teach is to understand the complexity of making demands of someone, particularly when we're involving language, and it forces both, not forces, it enables both the teacher and the student to be really, really clear. First of all, I think the most important thing is it makes the teacher clear too. You know, we know that with tag teach, that we have to be absolutely clear on what it is that we teach. And the sad fact is, I think a lot of teachers, and I'm talking pedagogues in a general sense, they're not really sure what it is that they are teaching. You know, quite often in schools, I'm sure you have it in Italy, you'll have inspirational things in classrooms, like 100 ways to say, well done. Yay, well done, great, fantastic, you were brilliant. For some kids, that's great, and I'm not denying that. For people who use language well, those are good things, but you and I are not doing that on a day-to-day basis. We are dealing with people who find things difficult, and it's our professional responsibility to think about what it is that we are doing which makes things difficult. And you and I know the truly magic thing is when you see your learner start to think, and it's only from when you use tag, it's merely the absence of the tag that makes your learner think. Isn't that marvelous that silence is the thing that makes your learner go, ah, wow, I need to think this again. That's amazing. Nothing is what does everything.
Yeah. Dice Bethan che you say that the learners are in control. They know what to do in any scenario. So with tag teach, they know what to do.
Yeah, anytime. Absolutely. It's really clear. The task has been thought out. If and I think also what's important is that there's no judgment or shame about getting it wrong. The absence of the tag indicates merely, right, this is where the teacher has to clarify the task, and it makes the teacher understand that. But you know that look you get on a kid's face when they look for the tag. And that quite often makes you realize, you know, we know quite often you haven't given a tag at the right time, or you've been too slow, or you've forgotten to do it, and then so everyone's thinking the thing through.
Yes. Let me share this with you. I started a new level one course, and one student of mine, she's working with rescue horses in Bulgaria, and right from the after the first lesson, she started using tag teaching with their learner, and she wrote me that. Before tag teach, she was the nagger. Okay, the role of her as a teacher was to say no, that is correct, and repeat over and over the instruction. With tag teach, her role is become the reinforcer, because she's just giving the anything else. Oh yes, I have the question now. See, the things are coming bouncing up and down from my mind. I got the question. how much is important setting the goal, the objective? Because you were saying before, okay, I have the tag, and learner and teacher, they know what the tag is, so what is the behavior that is going to happen and the behavior that will be tagged. So they know what is the tag point, but before starting the tag teach process, we need to know, in my opinion at least, we need to know where we are aiming, where we want to go. So how much is, in, for me, it's very, very important to set the goal before even we start the process. For example, I want this learner to read at 120 words per minute, something like that. And then I would do every tag teach, every procedure teaching possible to get to that result.
Talk a great deal. We talk about components and composites, you know, your macro learning, your micro learning. So in a case like this one, my overall goal is that she has mastered, that she has mastered these five or six key components of the Derbyshire language scheme at three information carrying word. And we can do that either by looking at fluency per minute, precision teachers, or percentage correct. And I won't go too much of the details of that, because we have a very clear goal. And of course, my job is to come in and assess her regularly to ensure that she has succeeded on those matters and that we can move up to a higher one. The one other quick point I want to make is, yes, I think knowledge, you never know where you are when you learn things. Often you, when you learn things, you realize what you don't know or what other people don't know. And I must say about Hoy, she's an accountant by training. She's now gone into the field of special needs, teaching children. She's going to qualify as a teacher. And I've just had a meeting with her before this. And what really depresses her now, she's worked in about three or four schools, is, and this is no reflection on the staff who are, of course, are all doing their best, but she can see that the quality of teaching is really poor because people aren't sure what they're teaching. They don't know how to teach it. They don't know how to reinforce it. So, but Hoy becoming a brilliant teacher has actually opened her eyes to how poor other teaching is. But as I stress, it's not the fault of the people doing that job. It's an issue of training.
Sì, dice Bethan che I'm wrapped up everything. So it's brilliant. She's doing what I did like 10 years ago. She moved from their job to special education, which is great. Let's say I'm a teacher, just a normal school teacher, or just a teacher. And what would you say to me to encourage me to change the way I teach? This is a good one.
What exactly are you teaching? Why are you teaching it? And how does your learner know when they've done what you want them to do?
So if I can answer to these three questions, I am on my way to get to become a different teacher. I won't say better teacher because that's not appropriate. But so these are the three most important things.
Well, those are the things that I've learned myself. I spent many years as a speech and language therapist trying my best, but I didn't know what I was teaching or giving therapy on, really, if I'm honest, and my learner didn't know. And so, you know, Tag Teach has been a big wake-up call to me many years into my career on how to do my job better, because if I do my job better, the people that I serve will do better.
Okay. That was a great quote. I will quote that for like forever. That's it. It's 47 minutes in the interview. See, this is the how fast the time goes when you have a lot of fun. I thank you very much for your time and for your precious knowledge that we just adore.
And thank you for having me, Luca, and also your precious knowledge. You are so valued by me as a friend and a professional. It's a delight to be with you. Molto grazie.